This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
We will get started with the symphony. Two stories, one tragic.
Well,
one luckily not so much.
All right.
But occasionally, they're tragic.
Mm-hmm.
First one's out of Massachusetts where an old guy is dead.
Yes.
After he was run over by his own pickup truck.
That happens sometimes.
It doesn't believe us. We know.
Yeah. This happened on I-95 in Canton, Mass. Police say the unidentified 72-year-old man stopped his pickup in the middle of the highway for unknown reasons yesterday.
Got confused?
Yeah.
I'm home.
Just, this is it.
But then when he got out of the vehicle...
Left it in drive.
Was hit by his own vehicle and killed.
Jeez.
Killed him.
Doesn't take much when you're that
No,
brittle.
I don't.
That's brittle, right?
True.
How old is he?
72.
The incident remains under investigation by a state police accident reconstruction team.
I had someone come to a complete stop on the highway the other day in the middle lane.
Why? You don't know what their issue was either?
Nope.
Like on the expressway?
On the expressway.
Wow, that's really dangerous.
And I was like, why are we stopping? And then I realized, oh, it's just someone... I don't know what was going on. And then they started going again.
The second senior crash story to report this morning, luckily not as tragic, this one in Winter Haven, Florida. But you know how we had, years ago, we came up with their idea for senior blockers?
Yeah.
The big metal or concrete poles in front of businesses. And we thought, well, there are several key places they got to be put in front of immediately.
All the places old people love.
Right. This... I wouldn't have thought.
GameStop!
No. 77-year-old Emmanuel Akawawa and his wife were pulling out of this place about 4:30 in the afternoon.
God, where could it be?
He put his car in reverse, then back into drive by mistake.
Oops!
Then he jumped the curb, ran right into the building. Not your typical senior place, I would say.
4:30, so they were having dinner.
Yeah.
They had to be having dinner.
Was it this was in Florida?
Yep, Winter Haven.
Were they playing games at Dave and Buster's?
They were not.
Okay.
Oh, they were not.
All right. Huh.
You'd think of this as more of a young man's hangout.
Oh. Strip club?
No, you were close on the dinner.
Okay. So it's a dinner place.
It's a restaurant.
Medieval times.
They love that, I think.
Oh, yeah, they'd love that. That's would love that.
Back to their childhood.
Yeah. They'd love that. Oh, man, I don't know. I guess I just don't know what restaurants are open down there.
I can give you a clue and you'd get it instantly.
Right.
Instantly.
But it's some young restaurant, obviously.
Is it Chuck E. Cheese?
Nope.
No,
that'd be
too young. Too
have
young.
Naked women in there?
Actually, no. Chuck E. Cheese makes sense because they'd have grandkids.
Yes, right. They're likely to go there.
Yeah,
for that reason. Old man James.
No, at the Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
The price is so reasonable for the Mexican cuisine there. We go there every day.
Look out.
They do have the finest of Mexican-American cuisine.
They do.
Yeah, his car came to rest 10 feet inside of the Taco Bell.
Sorry.
Neither Akawawa or his wife were injured. Investigators say a customer who was in the restaurant had been sitting at that table where the vehicle crashed, but just got up to get more fire sauce when the old guy's SUV plowed into the building. Wow.
Fire sauce saves lives.
It does. That's the second story in a couple of weeks where Taco Bell hot sauce has saved a life.
Sorry about the mess, everybody. I'll just have two of your finest chalupulas.
What's that, old man?
You're two of your finest chalupularies.
Could you get your car outside, though, please?
No.
I'll park it here. It's a drive-thru. You're driving through.
Drive right through.
Real literal, yeah.
All this good news about Taco Bell fire sauce, the prices are going to keep going up.
That's true. You want some of this.
Got to keep all this Taco Bell hot sauce good news on the download.
Yeah.
Download.
If you haven't looked, there's one on almost every corner. I think word is out. The word is out, James. Sorry, it's not your
just
little secret.
Just trying to keep those menu prices down.
The building sustained significant damage, but again, luckily, no one was injured. This guy and his old wife were not injured, and no one inside the building was injured.
James, do you see many old people when you go to the Taco Bell?
No. The only time I see old people at Taco Bell is if we do a news story here. And
yeah,
like
that's
a lady
the only
getting her birthday, her 106th birthday.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
it's
that's
pretty unusual.
True.
Yeah.
It is unusual
when you see an old person.
Yeah, it's
there.
Usually degenerates like myself or young kids.
Yeah.
Stomachs usually.
Well, they,
can't
they got
it.
Weak stomachs.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
Oh, my God. Fire sauce.
The stomachs can't handle it.
If I have one eyedropper of fire sauce, I have diarrhea for 2 years.
2 years.
2 years. Yeah, they're old bowels. They're old bowels. They're old buttholes. They can't normally.
Yeah, their whole lower intestine just comes out.
It's like the stick of the Cracker Barrel.
Right.
Yeah, well, much calmer for their their system.
Man.
Light seasoning.
Yeah.
What's milder than mild? Do you have extra mild?
There's the pictures again, but yeah, could have been a much worse scene. Than it was. We talked about this story when it first broke, because I'm sure you'll remember this guy's mugshot.
Oh, yeah.
A Minnesota man who police say threw a meth-fueled death party for his wife before she died earlier this year has now been charged with murder. Dwayne Arden Johnson, who's 58, was initially charged with criminal neglect, theft, and receiving stolen property. He's now also facing a third-degree murder charge. 69-year-old Deborah Johnson, his wife, died this past January after being removed from a nursing home by Dwayne. Officials say Deborah had suffered from 2 heart attacks, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other things when he removed her from that center.
Mm-hmm.
He told police his wife begged him to take her home to die, so they had a death party for the final days of her life. He and his wife were using meth, and she stopped taking her medication. His wife couldn't eat or drink, so he gave her snow.
Yes.
And they had sex right before she died.
Oh, God, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, I think that detail was left out the first time.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yep.
Christ.
Good God. Because he looks like he's 95 and he was 58.
Yes.
He has no teeth.
So true. They were also, he admits to police, rocking out to their favorite song, Mental Health by Quiet Riot.
I mean, bang your head.
Oh, boy.
This is how you die.
How you go.
You just ate snow.
You just effed that guy.
You had sex with that guy. You ate snow and you're listening to this.
It doesn't always work out, Lise. It doesn't always work out.
Let's hope that's none of our fates.
No.
The fairy tale, really.
It's not what I would choose.
That's the happy ending of that scenario, though. You might be right.
Yeah.
I'd rather.
Right,
like, please.
Thank God.
Let me die.
Dead.
Oh.
Yeah, no wonder she stopped taking all her meds and anything. She was just, get me out of here.
Yeah, imagine banging this guy to that song.
I'm gonna really give it to you. Kiss me. Kiss me on my mouth.
Oh.
Oh, God. No!
He's got no teeth, guys.
Let's hope she's facing the other way.
Yeah.
Well, she'd need to be. Best way to do it.
She'd need to be.
I'll be over here.
Just look at me.
No.
No.
No, oh, I don't care.
What did she look like?
I know pictures of her.
Listen, did you see what she had? Did you hear what she had?
Right.
She had 2 heart attacks, diabetes. She was a mess.
She lived hard.
She did.
She lived hard and he lived even harder.
He was 69.
Yeah, he was 58. She was 69.
How is that guy 58?
Lots of drugs. That's what that's all about.
Gotta be. We're going to have to tweet this out so you guys can see who we're talking about if you haven't seen it before. You go to twitter.com/DaveAndChuckTheFreak. It's going to be up there in just a second. But this dude, he looks like, well, the Crypt Keeper. Like, what does he look? How would you describe his look?
He looks like James Carville, but on meth.
Yeah.
To me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or the bitter beer face guy from those commercials.
Yeah. He's an absolute nightmare. He's a real. He's like Gollum. You're right. He's a human nightmare. God, it's crazy,
dude. Like,
so crazy. His picture is insane. His mugshot. Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. If you haven't seen it yet,
the idea of having down. They're having sex to Quiet Riot.
I know.
You could you put choice. That in a movie. It would probably win an Oscar because of how insane it is.
Right.
Exactly.
And it's a meth fueled death party.
Yeah.
I get the same feeling as like in Boogie Nights when Sister Christian comes on. I get the same feeling.
I do. I'm getting chills,
like, and I know a woman's gonna die.
I'm like, this is dark. This is dark, dark stuff.
No, it's super dark.
They left that detail out in the beginning of
the episode. Yeah, they did. I think they
broke.
Asked him a few more questions since then, and that's when he revealed that they had been having sex and rocking out to Metal Health. He continues to say, though, that he didn't assist in his wife's death, and he only wanted her to be comfortable. They did find 4 rifles and 2 shotguns while searching Dwayne Johnson's residence. Hundreds of rounds of ammunition, too. He finally admitted that he had 47 guns.
His name's Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson.
47.
He's the old Dwayne, Rock.
The Rock.
The old White Rock.
What a talk about two different paths the same name can take, huh?
Damn it, huh?
Right, because they're probably only like 10 years apart in age, right? It's probably not that big of a deal. We have The Rock, and then we have Meth Rock.
Yeah. I'm Dwayne Johnson. I'm Dwayne Johnson, too. Let's have sex to Quiet Riot.
Well, this Rock now faces up to 25 years in prison if convicted on the murder charge and 30 years for the other felony charges. He ain't going to make it that long.
No.
Yeah, crazy times.
That was a wild night.
It was, indeed.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We're going to play What's His Fetish?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
What's his fetish?
This is South Carolina?
South Carolina. I'm going to try and piece together the story here without revealing.
Have we ever heard of this fetish?
I haven't.
Then we have not. Okay. Well, maybe Chuck has.
I'm sorry.
A guy in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Walked around a Walmart store over the weekend asking women to do this to him. Police there asking people to be cautious after reports of odd behavior by a man inside the Walterboro, South Carolina Walmart Supercenter. Several complaints about an older white man in his mid-60s approaching women in Walmart asking them to do this to him. The man even reportedly offered to pay several women in exchange for the request.
What's nuts is, like, so you said you haven't heard of it, so you'd think, oh, like, change my diaper.
Yeah, all the typical
things. It's not going to be that. It's not going to be anything like that.
What, did he want them to do it right then and there or later at...
Good question.
In private somewhere.
That it doesn't say. I would assume then and there.
It could be done then and there.
Yes.
It's a good clue.
It would be
that
weird.
That is a good clue. Good job, Lise.
But it could be done then and there.
She's played Clue before or something.
Yeah, she definitely has.
That was a good question. I mean, she just got rid of a bunch of stuff with one foul swoop.
There was some game that used to ask questions like that, and that's how you won.
So you're so right.
Guess who? That's it.
So it has to be something... not too dirty.
Right. You I've know, got a like, couple okay. of things like okay. the universe just opened up and put these thoughts into my brain.
Okay.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Poke him in his eyes.
You believe this old South Carolina man wanted women to poke him in the eyes?
Never heard of that.
Yeah, I was thinking along those same lines, like what the universe told me. I was like, he wanted them to burn his nipples.
Burning his nipples with a lighter. Was that it?
They do that in the store.
Burning his nip. Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, under the shirt. But then you got a fire, I guess.
It is not poke him in the eyes. It is not burn his nipples.
Clean his ears.
Mm. Yeah, twisty.
Yeah, with Q-tips.
Ooh, that's a weird one for sure.
I know. Yes, that would be a totally weird fetish.
Imagine an old man approaching you in a store asking you to clean his ears.
Come on, clean them.
Imagine how dirty his ears are.
Oh, God.
Oh, they're real dirty. I got them super dirty.
Oh, okay, so it's not that.
Not that.
Clip his fingernails?
Poke his belly button.
Ooh, boy.
Well, that's a good one.
It's not that. Okay. Either of those.
Wipe his butt?
Well, you can't do that. I mean, I guess if you went to the bathroom.
It has to be done. It can be done in public.
Mm.
This can be done.
It's innocent enough. It's weird.
Here's some other things that people are coming up with. Lick his belly button. Nope. Suck his fingers. Nope. Spit on him. Nope. Kick him in the nuts.
Nope.
No. What's his fetish is the question. People aren't getting this yet. This guy, old guy, South Carolina, walked around a Super Walmart asking women to do this to him. And he offered to pay them. He's in his mid-60s.
Slap him with fish?
Led Zeppelin was into that.
Yeah.
I don't know how much hair he has, but brush his hair.
I thought brush his hair, too. I thought about that.
Nope.
It's not that.
It's nothing feet-related, because we would have heard of that.
It is feet-related.
No, I'm...
Tie his shoes.
Will you tie my shoes?
He wanted to smell their shoes.
What did they want him to did they did he rub, want them to trip him?
That's a weird one.
He likes to fall.
No.
Look at something on his foot.
Push him around like an old man in a
walker or a wheelchair.
Or like get him up in one of those carts.
No.
Something to do with his socks.
Pelt him with hams.
Two more guesses and I'll reveal what his weird fetish is. Feet are involved.
Yes.
Oh.
Feet are involved.
I got that from...
Okay. Yeah.
Not his.
Okay.
Oh.
He wants a toe in his back door.
Could you do that in aisle of a grocery store?
Not toe in his anus.
Okay.
Okay, but
I've not heard of it as a fetish.
Okay.
Things it's not. Kissing feet. Sucking feet.
Smelling.
Smelling
feet. On someone's feet.
Nope. Oh, I think we've heard of that.
Crack their toes.
Mm. Good answer. Good answer, Andy. Good answer.
Thanks, Lise. Let's check the mail.
Kitty, you want? Hey.
No, I feel like I'm on the Price is Right.
Not and there's crack their an toes. Audience, but it's just Lisa.
And I'm like, what are we thinking here, Lise?
Yeah.
It's a weird game.
It's the worst Family Feud.
Yeah, no,
cracking of the toes.
No cracking of the toes.
What else?
Something you wouldn't want to do.
What could it be?
With feet. Well, he wants to do it.
He wants to do it
to their feet.
So it's not
and
massage,
of all the things
not that, massage.
Of all the things you could I wouldn't say it's too crazy filthy. Okay. It's not normal. But I wouldn't say it's too like, oh my God.
Did he want to blow on their feet?
Nope. Mm-hmm.
You want to buy them shoes?
Nope.
No, that I've.
Stephanie's on the line. What's his weird fetish, Stephanie?
I think he's trying to get girls balls.
To what?
To kick him in the balls?
Yeah.
No.
Let's check the board.
No,
not kick him in the balls.
Nope. Right now, I'd be the other family huddling like.
Okay, this is your final chance there, freak family.
We could go all day with this game.
What is his weird new Walmart fetish?
He wanted to paint her toenails.
Oh, you're going out on a... He's going rogue on the family, not consulting.
Oh, my God! Oh, no!
I mean, it's a good answer.
It is good, but I feel
answer,
like we've,
good answer.
I think we've heard it before.
Yeah.
It's got to be something... Eat food. Do you want to...
I don't know, Lisa, I'm trying!
What do you guys think about eating food off the feet? What do you guys think about eating food off the feet?
I think that's all right.
That's all right.
I think that's good.
That's your answer?
Our answer is eating food off of their feet.
A check the board!
Yes!
Congratulations to the other family. Who took all the winnings.
What the hell?
The other family.
We'll give the listeners a quick try at this. Christina from Boston, go. What do you think it is?
I think he wants to cut her toenails.
Oh, I said it. I said it.
Yeah, that was already said. That was already said. Rich from Rockwood. Go, Rich.
Eat their toenails.
Eat their toenails is not up there, thank God.
Hard to do with no beverage in a Walmart.
Oh, you choke them down hard.
You gotta mix. If you're gonna eat toenails, you gotta mix it in.
You gotta have something liquidy to.
And then you gotta hope they don't get caught.
Because if they get caught, it's trouble.
All right, are you ready? This old guy in South Carolina was walking around a Walmart store asking random women to stand on his belly.
Stand? We would have never got that.
That was, yeah, impossible.
Stand on his belly.
So, it's like,
that's a weird.
What's it called? It's being stomped, right? That is the.
Well, there's like that, those massages where they use their feet on their back, but yeah,
you never go belly. You can't.
There's some people that
his
like.
His bowels couldn't handle that pressure.
They their junk stepped on.
Yeah. It's got to be stomping.
And is that stomping?
Probably.
Lisa said, yeah, there'd be a lot of farting involved there.
Well, sure.
Oh, yeah, you stepped on my belly right now? You couldn't air that?
Yeah.
You couldn't air that? What happened afterwards?
Yeah. Mm. He even reportedly offered to pay several women in exchange for that request.
We've never heard of that.
Uh-oh.
You're right, Dave.
Stand on my belly.
That's original and dangerous. One of the most dangerous fetishes, turns out.
I'm trying to decide if he's trying to show them how strong he is. You know, like those strong men with their stomachs.
Is he one of those old timers when the dudes who would get hit in the belly with a cannon?
With a cannonball. Yeah. Is he one of those guys?
He's 5'11", 210 pounds, with glasses and gray hair, they say. They say the act itself is not considered criminal, but the nature of the request and his suspicious activity led to them posting on their Facebook page about him.
So they don't have him.
No, they don't have him, and I don't think they can do anything to him. There's nothing wrong with what he did. Walmart management has been made aware of the incidents, and precautions have been taken to protect customers in the future.
Oh, so he's banned.
Is he a perv that's been around so long that he just figured out the loophole? To be as legally pervy as you can?
I don't know. It's either that or he's luckily into one of the weirdest fetishes. It's just non-sexual. But to him, it is.
Somehow he gets off. Is it, do you think that it was just a way to look up their skirts?
Probably.
But the
is that the bottom line?
You're not going to be looking up their skirt.
Well, you probably could see it, but I'm guessing.
If a woman's on my belly, I'd be able to look right up her skirt.
I'm guessing people aren't wearing skirts.
Where was this?
What store was this?
This was in South Carolina Walmart.
Oh, it could be.
Yeah, more muumuus and things.
Or pajama pants.
I'm not guessing a lot of hot skirts. South Carolina
Utana.
Walmart.
Utana, you into this?
It's Utana. I'm not.
Okay.
My boyfriend, when he eats spicy food, he asks for me to push on his stomach with my hands as hard as I can.
To make him fart?
Nope, he doesn't fart. He just likes the pressure of it, somehow relieves the burning of the spicy food.
And you do it, Utana?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
All right.
Utana needs to get him some gas acts or something, huh?
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
but it's not to push the farts out of him.
No, but it's to relieve something.
He just likes the pressure.
Some drugs. Likes some kind of.
Tell you, I hate any kind of stomach pressure,
dude. If I'm too full or something, I don't. Last thing I want is I'm like, get away from me!
Yeah, you touch me, and I'm gonna throw my shoes at you.
You tickle me, I could die.
Right, after a big meal, don't go anywhere.
Oh, my God. I feel like everything would just split on the inside.
Dude, when I'm full, I make the saddest noise like that Triceratops in Jurassic Park that's sick.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah. Yeah. A paleontologist tried to save him one time.
It's true. He came over and like pet me on my head.
Yeah. Oh, that's a bad noise.
Yeah. Yeah, there I am.
It was Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Andy, how you doing?
You just ate lasagna.
You're not moving. Hey, baby boy. Andy. You okay there, dude?
When I'm sick, I prefer to be called baby girl.
Oh, Andy, you don't sound good.
Not. That's interesting. Anyway, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. But I don't understand why an old man would want someone to stamp on him, on his belly.
No. And I don't get Utana's boyfriend situation either.
I do not. Utana.
Utana.
No.
But Utana's into it.
Yeah, because like I've heard of stepping on the balls and stepping on the penis
for some
stepping
reason.
On a face, but standing on your stomach just to like, it's almost like a feat of strength.
It is. Maybe that's how he wanted to. It's more of like I want to impress you with the.
It's a feat of strength.
My belly constitution.
Like he's an old school carny who's still out.
Like put in. I'll get stand your on belly.
I'm going to Google stand on belly.
Standing on belly. Look at... Oh, well, the Walmart thing came right up.
Loose... Oh, no.
That really just says lose belly fat by standing up.
That's it.
No, there's sitting. People standing on bellies over there.
Type in, like, belly standing fetish.
See, like, that's a fit... Stand. That's like a fit of feat of strength.
Yeah, you... Basically, you're building your abs by having someone stand on your belly.
I don't think a
guy in his 60s, unless he's Jack LaLanne, is this guy.
He's one of those dudes they can break like boards on his belly.
Yeah, exactly. They will always put like a cinder block on it and then hit it with a sledgehammer. Mm. Fine, I'm fine.
Oh, standing belly play is on Pornhub.com.
Wow.
So he went down some...
Wow.
Oh, so he went down some loophole... Oh, no, this is like tickling.
Oh, yeah,
this
is tickling. Oh, she's standing and getting tickled in her belly. That's
this
not
is
what
different.
I thought it was.
Yeah, not what we're looking for.
Belly fetish fingering. Ooh. A beginner's guide to trampling fetishes. Trampling.
Standing on belly. YouTube. So it's trample. It's being trampled.
Stomach trampling.
It's just a kid, I think. Yeah that's not it.
Belly porn. You guys, this guy's just in his own category.
Belly.
He's an old man.
He's created a new fetish.
He has.
To me, it's the beginning of trampling. So eventually he's going to want his junk. And honestly, what it might have been was stand on my belly. You get someone to do that. And then you're like, how much would it take for you to step on my Johnson?
Or if he steps certain, like if you step hard enough, he feels it in his Johnson.
Oh, like right on his belly button?
Yeah, maybe he's got like a hernia attached. Or something weird.
Oh, God. Just a weird man. But again, not breaking the law. They just want people to be aware and be on the lookout for him.
Don't trust him.
Do not trust him.
He's a rascal.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This would be an absolutely devastating, terrifying day. A woman who was visiting her parents' gravesites got sunk.
Stop.
Into a sinkhole.
No.
Into their graves.
No,
into
my God.
Into their graves.
You no! Just
you guys, that's
hey,
a nightmare.
Hey, Dad.
That's a nightmare. In this real-life horror show, Joanne Cullen bent down to fix a wreath by the headstone when a sinkhole opened up and swallowed her up.
Jesus. Where was this at?
This happened in Long Island.
Oh, my God.
During the swallowing, she also smashed her head on the tombstone.
Well, yeah.
That's really bad luck.
That sucks so hard.
She bounced back, but kept sinking, grabbing the sides of the tombstone as she went down.
Oh. My Lord. That's absolutely a horrible day.
Oh, and then anybody else who came upon it afterwards, like, she's like climbing out of the air. Yeah.
Zombies, you guys! Long Island zombies!
You would crap your drawers.
Oh, they would have killed her. It would have.
Because you crawl out of the earth, they kill you first, and then they're like,
figure it out later.
I don't think that was a zombie.
Yep.
She bounced back, but started sinking into the ground, grabbed the sides of the tombstone. The stunned woman cried out for help, but there was no one in the graveyard that could hear her screams.
So she was alone.
It happened at dusk.
Oh, God.
Did it swallow her all up? Like, she's alive somehow?
She's alive. She said, though, getting sucked into your parents' grave when you visit them with the sun going down is a terrifying and traumatizing moment.
You think?
Yeah, there's going to be some effects.
She's a 64-year-old woman.
Oh, my.
Oh, no.
She said being sucked into her parents' grave, the final resting place of her mother, Evelyn, and her father, John.
I'm coming.
Has left her an emotional wreck. She said, I can never go back to see them again.
No, that would be it. You would never want to go back.
Some caretaker just hears something and it's like,
Oh. That's even scarier. That sounds like a dead person.
What is that, man?
Oh, my God. You hear that?
That's not even like an EVP. That's
ghost hunters are there.
Yeah, they're like, we did it finally.
Hi. It's an apparition,
dude. I was just mowing the grass, smoking a joint. And I heard a terrifying noise coming from from beyond the grave.
God, no.
It was a foul-mouthed old woman, the ghost of her.
Someone get me out of this goddamn hole.
And I'm not even kidding, man. I was high, but it wasn't that high.
He was high, for sure.
I was high, but not as high as I get.
Right, exactly.
And I saw a hand, man.
Help.
An old lady hand.
Help me.
Come out of the grave and ask for help, man. I got out of there. I quit that job that day. I don't know whatever happened to that zombie lady. But
that's true. He left.
So what you doing now?
Dying in a hole. Help. Stoner guy left.
She knew I was there, man. That's a part that messed me up.
Help.
No, she's filed a $5 million lawsuit.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, I mean, it sucks. You can't really control the ground.
When you run a graveyard, you should control the ground, right?
That's the one you gotta control.
Well, listen, there was a place around here. The stuff was floating all around, right?
Oh, things started bubbling up.
Well, no, like the ground was eroding away, and it was exposing.
Oh yeah,
different things, and animals were taking parts.
Oh God. Jesus. Well, they say that gravediggers who backfilled an adjacent grave to her parents left an underground void that caused her to sink into the Netherlands.
Oh,
oh my God.
Gravedigger.
Oh, my God.
Gravedigger.
And they say it's outrageous this could happen to anyone. We want to make sure the cemetery employees learn from this. We want to make sure it never happens again.
It has to be the first time this has ever happened to anyone.
Someone sucked in.
Sucked into the graves.
No, I'm sure. Honestly, guys, I think it's probably happened before. Because they
probably
they sit there
to
for
caretakers.
So long and moisture, like things happen, right? Maybe they didn't pack it correctly.
Look it up. Sucked into grave.
I love this idea.
Sucked into grave.
Into
I'm sure
grave.
That story will come up.
Grave.
Let's see here. Yeah, this one, right?
No, I was just hoping for something else.
Yeah. That is crazy, but Lisa's right. Like, that's your one job at a cemetery. You're like, usually things are pretty easy going. We do got to be on the lookout, though, for the earth opening up and swallowing people down into that, because it's a living nightmare if it happens, right? I mean, legally, you know, it's just a whole big headache. And you also got to make sure that none of those dead people come back. That's the other part of it.
Two jobs here. Dig a good hole, cover up a hole.
Make sure everything stays in there and things up here stay out of there.
Remember, if you see a zombie, you do have to smash its head.
right for the brain, or it'll get yours.
A lot of people. Oh, there's more images.
Oh, there's people falling in.
Man falls into veteran's grave.
See?
So the earth is just.
It's loosey-goosey.
I was in Massachusetts. Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. I think the earth is loosey-goosey. It's not always packed in correctly.
So years, how are you going to be able
and
to
years
sue
of
them?
Moisture or floods or whatever.
Yeah.
Especially after digging a grave.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it happens. Oh. Look, Undertaker falls into grave.
See, I would have assumed it happens to people who like work Undertakers a lot. Oh, funeral guy falls in. Oh.
Yeah, hole at grave.
Oh my God.
It happens more than you would think, I guess.
Hmm.
And people, I understand too, and this is totally different, but people like lifting the coffins.
Yeah, they fall in.
And that's horrible.
We just
watched a video like that.
Watch that.
And yeah, people were terrified and crying.
Oh yeah, that was like a Benny
Hill body skit. Fell out and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. The body fell out.
Grandma back in there.
Oh, yeah, the body came out.
So bad. So whoa. We're real bad.
Well.
This has happened to Tracy, who's with us on the Dave and Chuck line. Mm. The same thing happened to you?
Well, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Hi, yes, I work in the funeral industry, and about a year ago, I worked at a cemetery, a local cemetery, and I was looking for a grave, someone else's grave, and they had just filled in a grave a few days before, and I stepped right in it up to my knees, lost my shoes. The other counselor that was with me thought I hurt myself. She was laughing so hard she about peed herself.
That's not the
funniest
reaction.
Thing and scariest thing all at the same time.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, dude.
I hope they were not great shoes that you lost. That's
tragic. Yeah. Yeah. So it does happen more often than people think. So when you're out visiting your loved ones, just look down. Don't look up.
I'll tell you, if I'm rocking with any of you guys, I mean, I'd like to say that I'd help you.
You start getting sucked into the earth.
I'm like, I'll call somebody as soon as I can see. I swear.
Yep.
You bastards, you wouldn't help us out.
You're being sucked into a grave, Dave.
I don't know
what you've done.
Chuck,
I don't know
help!
What kind of seance you Chuck! And your friends got up to.
Yeah, it's her fault. You pissed off Satan, not mine.
Exactly. Me and him are on the up and up.
You bastards.
I just watched Drag Me to Hell. I can't deal with this. I'll call somebody, Dave.
Yep.
You guys are not the guys you want more wet to
go. No.
No. Just leave you.
Mm-mm.
Don't go with me to the cemetery. I'm not a good cemetery, buddy.
No.
The second I get there, I'm expecting everyone to get sucked into a grave.
Or pulled
into
one.
So when it starts to happen, I'm gone.
Someone said,
climbing a fence.
I'm an undertaker. It definitely happens to us. It has happened to me and several of my colleagues.
Stressful gig.
Yeah. Sure is.
You know, narrowly escaped being entombed with the dead.
Yeah.
Bad day at work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, speaking of such things, would you buy haunted furniture?
Hell no.
I would say no.
There's a thrift shop in North Carolina that appears to be selling haunted furniture. Here's the story. Let's take a listen.
A chess set, a bed frame, and
didn't feel any woo-woo vibes.
Possible ghosts.
A lot of people are interested in it because it's haunted, supposedly.
A piece of furniture now becoming famous in Rowan County.
Our donations manager asked about these pieces, and he was told, you don't want those, they're haunted. And he said, oh, well, now I definitely want them.
This queen canopy bed frame and high boy chest of drawers might
haunted.
Just be
yep,
haunted.
I've been with Habitat for 13 years. Very first donation that I'm aware of that has had that claim.
The note pasted on the bedroom set for sale says this. Please note, previous owner reports the high boy is haunted. He reports continuous nightmares that he would drive while he's in their room. He also reports the dogs would not stop barking at
it. Buy that?
Oh my God.
Industry.
Got a great deal.
You know, we don't say we believe in ghosts or don't believe in ghosts, but
if your dog won't stop barking at a piece of furniture,
well, you see why they gave it to Habitat for Humanity. Yeah.
They gave it away, though. That's what's horrible. They're like, Habitat for Humanity. Do you want to make a donation?
I sure do.
Yeah.
I've got a big, giant, creepy, scary dresser and a bed that you can come and take.
Now, are we talking, is the thing haunted at all or slightly?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fully haunted. It's fully haunted. Everyone, beans are in it.
Okay.
And the dogs have been killed.
Any report of horrifying nightmares when people sleep?
That's all I have every time I sleep.
All right, well, bring it on down. We'll be fine.
I can't wait to get rid of it.
I always try to go with the non-haunted style when I'm decorating.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Like it does have a creepy style to it, right?
If like I was making an old-school horror movie, I'd put that furniture in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would have trouble selling this to somebody not disclosing that. You know, I would want to know as a customer.
The couple this came from says the set was purchased years ago.
They brought just this piece into the bedroom. It was in there for about a week. From the time they brought it into their bedroom, they had continuous nightmares. The dogs would not quit barking at it, and then finally the seventh night that it was in their room, he had a lot of trouble waking his wife up from sleep.
Once they moved the high boy chest out, they said the eerie encounters just stopped.
From what I understood, they called back whoever they bought it from, and when they heard their voice, they hung up. So
but
yeah, I don't really care that they think it's haunted.
That didn't stop these men from becoming
couple gay guys
around
the pot thing.
It's super cute
furniture. We actually live really close to Gravity Hill, which they say is haunted in Rowan County.
So, if this duo receives any unexpected guests unwanted visitors, we'll be sure to let you know.
Maybe it'd be a nice ghost.
I'm sorry, you see the woodwork on that?
It's beautiful.
So these two
guys, they're
gonna
bring it back in a week.
What's a little nightmare here and there? Everybody's got them. Everybody has their own nightmares.
That dresser will be like, "What's happening?"
I'm scared of pants right off you little ghoul.
My boyfriend's head started spinning around the other night.
And I was just like, well, it's still worth it because look how that ties this whole room together.
Don't get rid of it just because my head started spinning around and I puked everywhere.
It's crazy.
I mean, it was a mess, but it's worth it because we got that thing for only
$1,000. $1,000. Clearly, when you see the woodwork, it's definitely worth at least $1,250.
That's at least a $1,250 piece. So, yeah, with a little head spinning. Sometimes he talks in his sleep in a Latin language.
In weird tongues. I was speaking in tongues.
You were? I was wild.
My tongue was wagging, and you just sat right on me.
It was crazy because your eyes, they had opened up, but then it wasn't like your beautiful eyes, you know.
That's
it was
right. Like demon's eyes.
They were black as night, you know.
That's true.
Almost looked like there was a storm cloud in them.
That's right.
But it was... It was something, but I
but
swear.
But you ain't getting rid of this bed. This bed is gorgeous.
It is just like when I was a little boy and I dreamed of having a bed. So, nightmare schnightmare.
Okay, so it's like an older North Carolina guy. I mean older, probably in his 40s, but then his young gay boyfriend.
Right. Yes, you know, they're going to have a lot of fun in that bed.
I can't wait to like, what happened?
He had a lot of trouble waking his wife up from sleep.
As they moved the high boy chest out, they said the eerie encounters just stopped.
From what I understood, they called back whoever they bought it from, and when they heard their voice, they hung up. So,
but
yeah, I don't really care.
I don't care.
That's going to stop these men.
I'm quiet tanned.
His wee friend did.
We actually live really close to Gravity Hill, which they say is haunted in Rowan County.
So, if this duo receives any unexpected guests or unwanted visitors, we'll be sure to let you know.
Maybe
I can't wait to get the update on this.
A nice ghost.
Biko's bump in the night.
Yeah. Only thing I want going bump in the night is this sexy little thing right here, if you know what I mean.
You know how to sweet talk me.
Dude, that's how I got him.
He tied me to the bedpost one night, and then I legitimately levitated off the bed.
And I thought it was just because I was killing it because I have some sexual skills.
But I was in the air. My legs were floating.
His ass had lifted up off the bed.
It's true.
It was crazy.
It was wild. But we are not getting rid of it.
No, it's too cute. And it is
perfect. It matches the room. We found some other haunted stuff in a different county.
It's brilliant. From time to time, we run into some soldiers of war and things.
Your name is Ricky Scott.
Ricky Scott?
I am Ricky Scott.
It says Ricky Scott and his partner. I'm just partner.
Unnamed partner.
He's cute. The bed's cute. And I just don't care about ghosts. I'm Ricky Scott.
I'm Stefan, and I'm terrified of ghosts, and it seems to be their attention is only on me. Ricky is never getting touched. I have levitated. My head has spun around. I've vomited.
It's true.
It's true. I had a weird sense. I was floating in the corner of a room.
That was wild.
Up in the corner, and Ricky came running in, and he just was like, "Get down!"
I was like, "What are you doing up there, Stefan?"
It wasn't even
up in the corner. It
wasn't
like,
even my choice. Just floated right up there. I think I do believe I would have kept floating into space.
Yeah, that if ceiling the ceiling hadn't been there. We have high ceilings, you know, so it's real cute in there. But he floated right up the
good
top.
Good thing
of it.
Was I got really got the dust from all the corners. I just floated around after he was pushing me.
It was wild that night. You turned into it. It was like a swirly shadow came down from the ceiling itself and turned right into Stefan. I said, "Where were you?
What were you doing?" I have no answers. I have no answer. I blacked out. I blacked out.
He couldn't tell me where he was.
I woke up to his hands on my crotch.
That's true. That's the first time. Every time I save him, I grab him right by his jump.
That's true. Pulled me right down.
There he is, Ricky D. Scott.
Those pictures is from a long time ago.
That's true.
Yeah, well, I had my Justin Timberlake hair. And
that's when I fell for you.
So right,
Ricky D. Scott.
Yeah, I wonder if he probably is updating his furniture experience on that page.
It's crazy because Ricky, I remember when you put your favorite music on Harry Connick Jr.
Oh, I just love me.
It's the only thing he
loves. Harry Connick Jr. It's the only music he ever listened to. Three letters: HC. J.
Harry Connick Jr.
That's what, you know, and ghosts seem to enjoy that as well.
They do. Keeps them away.
Yeah, that was a twist of the haunted furniture I did not expect.
No, no.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, Ricky D. Scott.
It's funny because his photos look so much younger.
I know. I was looking at that, too. He used his best photo, I guess, for his Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. His little boyfriend loves to be tan, too. Every picture, he's his darkest night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he likes the sun.
Turns out I'm a tad Latin.
Any updates on the furniture on his Facebook page?
No, I don't see any updates on the furniture. They don't even mention it.
Gorgeous.
They just had linked to the story.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
The other day, this old woman in Victorian garb came into our bedroom and just floated on in there. And I'll tell you, at first I was frightened. But secondly, I was like, that dress is
it is.
Like, oh my God, they don't make
I
them
love
like that.
Victorian dramas.
It's incredibly beautiful stuff that these ghosts wear.
Last update was 3 days ago. They were just about to pick it up. Not no worse.
Oh, so it's too soon.
Yeah, people have asked it. How's it been going?
It's been going real good.
We're going to put a video out.
Get rid of it by a week.
Yeah, I'm sure. Unless they're into that stuff. You never know.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.